Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome. You're listening to Way of the Dreamer, the Roy Radio Show with Robert Noss. This is where we affirm and celebrate and draw energy and magic from dreams, coincidence, and imagination. We have a wonderful magical guest today. Her name is Kristen Clark. She is a singer-songwriter and a world-class dreamer. And she has a new album out, a wonderful album called River of Mist, full of songs for soul, full of the yearning of soul that they come so true and bittersweet from the heart blood that they can help call back lost soul parts from the garden on the dark side of the moon. I'm quoting myself. Those were my first words of joy and celebration and yearning and heart longing when I heard Kristen's beautiful voice. Her songs come from the dreaming. She writes on her website, which is KristenClarkMusic.com, KristenClarkMusic.com. In my dreams, I hear songs and I bring them back. In dreams, I've traveled through time, through the veils, up the waterfalls, down into the river of mist. These stories from the dream time come to me as song. So we're going to bring Kristen on in just a moment, but before we do that, I want to invite you to travel into the river of mist. River of Mist is the title of her album. We're going to hear Kristen's voice in a song that comes straight from the dream time called... what is the song called? The Dreamer. The Dreamer. The song's called The Dreamer. That's where we're going to begin. With a song called Dreamer from the dreamer, singer-songwriter Kristen Clark. Here we go.
I am a dreamer, eternally wandering, and my traveling feet are bringing me back where I started. I have a bag of secrets and the most dazzling stones, and we'll never be parted. What if I knew I was beautiful? I was strong.
I was strong.
Kristen.
Thank you so much.
You're speaking to us from Nashville. I know the community's been through a terrible time with the tornado. I'm glad that you are well and strong. Tell us where these songs come from. I quote a little bit from your website about how they come from the dreaming. Tell us about the gestation of the wonderful songs that you've now given us on your album. Where do they come from? How do they come to you? How do you bring them through?
So many of the dreams that I have become songs. And sometimes it takes years. That this song contains actual dream adventures that took place about 20 years ago. And that came as a very strong, lucid dream that just I knew wanted to be brought into the world in some creative way. So all these years later, I sat down to write a song about dreaming. And this specific adventure from those dreams came through because I'm just so fascinated. I've always been fascinated by dreams before I found you or any other dream guides and everything that happens in them and the visiting deceased loved ones and the messaging from sacred source and all the agents of healing, how we get to show up as agents of healing for others as well in dreams. It's really what has driven me to write most of the songs that I write.
In Morocco, there is a tribe that values poetry above all other arts. I'm sorry, the Celtic government, the Celts value poetic eloquence also. And this tribe in Morocco say that all poetry comes from flooding. Something wells up till it's irresistible. It's got to come through. But listening to you about a dream from 20 years ago that takes a while to come fully to its flood tide, it feels like sometimes, it's like gathering water in a rain barrel or filling a reservoir from the rain, filling a lake from the rain, and then eventually, under the mist and the rain, it streams through. It's really wonderful. There is a quality in many of your songs of what the Welsh call hiraeth, which is longing, nostalgia for home. Home perhaps in the other world rather than this world, and which the Portuguese, and a word I've known for longer in this life, called saudade, from which they get those screamingly, achingly beautiful fado songs sometimes. Yours has the same quality. It's a very Celtic quality. Obviously, often your songs are infused with the famous mist of the Celts, which is the favorite Celtic portal to the other world. Talk to us a little bit about that. And the yearning that we feel in some of your songs is a yearning of soul. It's a yearning to bring together different parts of the self. It's a yearning to return to the home of the soul and maybe also a yearning to bring back from that journey to the home of the soul, parts of the soul that have been missing for some time. Talk to us about that, about the quality of yearning or longing in so many of your songs.
It's something that I experience so profoundly in this human life, is that longing. And I think when it overtakes me is when I'm really drawn, called to create, to bring something forth from the mist, from forgotten memory, from the forest, from the liminal spaces that so often we lose access to. As we go about our daily lives and we forget the magic that we are and that we came here to remember and to bring back to the world. So I've always had this intensity of yearning and longing to find that those soul parts and to connect to others in that knowing of the love that we are and the sort of ancient magic that's been lost that used to be just how we lived. We were all magical.
I remember vividly when you first came up on a mountain, Gore Mountain in the New York Adirondacks, where I'd been leading a circle of advanced dreamers for many, many years, and where wonderful things happen, and you sit up in front of an open hearth in front of the fire, and you sang your songs, and you touched the hearts and fired up the minds of everybody in the circle. Tell us the story of how you found me and thereby found your way to that mountain and that circle of dreamers. It's an interesting story.
Well, I found you in a little old house in Richmond, Virginia. I was there doing my first solo art show. So it was a small business bookstore. And I found your book, The Boy Who Died and Came Back. And it just gripped me and thrilled me because I'd never heard anybody talk about other dimensions. And the things that happened to you as a sick little boy reminded me of a sort of a near-death experience I had when I was a little girl and fell out of a tree. But it just set me on fire, your work did. So I followed you and I read your books, and I would reach out to you now and again, and you would always respond quickly and kindly. And then after the first, I met you at a chiromancer workshop at Mossad Hollow, because a friend of mine brought me there. I never thought I'd go to your workshops because they just seemed too wonderful and my life was art and other things. But a friend invited me, so I went. And after I met you, which was a totally magical weekend, I emailed you and said, I have these songs and I'd like to share some with you. I knew you were convalescing after your knee surgery. So I sent you the songs. And not everybody that you reach out to is going to respond in a way that you would like, or to hear you, or take the time with you, but you did, and that's when you sent me the email with that beautiful quote that I'm now using, which is, these songs rise so strong and true and bittersweet from the heart blood that I know they can help call back lost soul parts from a garden on the dark side of the moon. And I read that, and I closed my iPad and I wept, because it was such a moment of being seen and witnessed, and just such a beautiful support from someone who is out there doing all the things that I really long to do in many ways.
Wonderful. Of course, Mosswood Hollow, which is a magical private retreat center in a red cedar forest 45 minutes east of Seattle, that's a perfect place for you to come and for us to meet each other, because it's a cross between Hogwarts and Narnia. I mean, it's real wind in the willows, it really is. So that was a magical locale. Before people think that this is too fairy or too airy-fairy, and it might be very fairy because you live on the edge of fairy, and actually I have been accused of the same myself. Before people think this is too fairy, I want to introduce you in another mode as a manifester. And I'm not embarrassed to ask you about this because you've written about it on your blog, which people can find it. KristenClarkMusic.com. You made a man out of books, and that's the man that you married. That's the man who produced your album. So tell us the story of how you found Brian, or built him and called him to you.
Yes, this is one of the best stories of my life. And partly, there was no pressure because I didn't know that I was doing something so powerful. But I had started writing songs, just teaching myself. I lived in this old Victorian brownstone right by Prospect Park in Brooklyn, New York. And I had started feeling like it was time to find my beloved. He had not appeared yet. And this one day, I went to Prospect Park. It had snowed in April. And it was so beautiful. And it was late in the afternoon, so the shadows were long and blue. And I just sat there, and I heard music coming in from another time. I was sitting at this old music pagoda, you know, built in the early 1900s, and I felt like it is time for me to find him. I felt like there had been some sort of assignment of a place and a time, and I couldn't remember it. And so I walked home, and that night I was reading as I usually did. At the time, I'd found books by Joseph Campbell and Buddhism and Greek mythology and Native American lore and Carl Jung and all the things that finally I'd found that just absolutely thrilled me and inspired me. And so I was reading late into the night, and I would take notes, And it was so late that I was exhausted. So I just pushed the pile of books over to the other side of the bed and just laid down to go to sleep. And then as I looked at my bed partner, I thought, oh, what if I could make a man out of this pile of books? He would be my soulmate. So I instantly grabbed a pen and paper and started writing a song about making a man out of a pile of books. And the song is called Bound, which is, of course, the play on the binding of the book, but that it was bound to happen and that I would find him. So I wrote this song, and the chorus is, rise, hero from the page, I'll make you from the ancient, the wise. Rise and see, you're bound to love me. And soon after that, things happened that I had to move to L.A., or I decided to move to L.A. and leave New York City, where I'd been an actress. And after being in L.A. for just a week, I went to a guitar store there on Sunset Boulevard, and I told the clerk that I wanted to learn guitar lessons. And just at that moment, someone came over and said, oh, I take guitar lessons from this great young guy. He has a Ph.D. in jazz guitar, and gave me my husband, my future husband's name and phone number. So I called him, we set up an appointment, went to his apartment, and I mean, I knew myself, everything inside me was buzzing and celebrating. I had a huge crush on him after the first lesson, and as I was leaving, his bookshelf was right there by the door, and I stopped to see, to check out what he, this guy, was reading. And on the bookshelf was every book that I had set aside when I wrote that song.
I love it. what does Brian say about this now himself?
About how I made him?
About how you made it, how you made a man out of books. Does he have any comment on that?
He appreciates it. He knows. He was preparing himself for me as well. And I joke that, you know, I brought him into existence, but he didn't live until I did that. But that isn't what happened. I just aligned myself to...
It's really a fantastically beautiful story. Rise, hero from the page. I'll make you from the ancient, the wise. Rise and see, you're bound to love me. Really great.
Yes.
It's one of the happiest stories of manifestation of a life partnership that I know. And anybody listening who is thinking about how do I find the beloved, how do I call the beloved, here is an exercise in the imagination using materials that you love, using ideas that you love. It's very beautiful, it's very magical, and it's very intelligent, and it's very literary. And for any of us like you and me who love books, it's got that delicious flavor, sense of turning the pages and caressing the bindings and letting it all come through. So that is beautiful. We're talking
Thank
to Kristen
you.
Clark. She, her new singer-songwriter, greatly inspired by dreams. I'm thinking again about the thrill she gave us when she first sang by the fire on the Magic Mountain, where we've been gathering for a long time to have group adventures in the multidimensional universe, and she's been there since, and I hope to see her there again. And when we come back after the break, we're going to ask to hear another of Kristen's songs, and Kristen will tell us during the break which song it is going to be. So you're listening to Way of the Dream with Robert Mouse. We'll be back after the break.
Where can you find out about dreams and the dream world? MossDreams.com. At MossDreams.com, you can find out about Robert Moss, his work, and discover the way of the dreamer. Read numerous articles and essays on almost every facet of dreams. Find out Robert's class and workshop schedule. Read reviews and so much more. Visit MossDreams.com to find your way of the dreamer. That's MossDreams.com.
Robert Moss has a deep engagement with the dream world, and now you can take a crash course from this master of active dreaming at your own pace. That's right, you can get Robert's 8 exciting half-hour programs on a new DVD set called Way of the Dreamer. Share Robert's story as a dreamer and dream healer. This dynamic 3-DVD set can help teach you how to find your way through your dreams to realize your full potential. Don't wait to learn the practical dreamwork techniques that can help you understand how to attain better health, emotional stability, spiritual awareness, and more. Order Way of the Dreamer DVDs today from Amazon.com or MossDreams.com. That's MossDreams.com.
WeHealthyLife.net, reaching and helping a worldwide audience without hype, without shock, and without shenanigans.
I'm having a magical time, and I bet you are too, talking with Kristen Clark. The new album is River of Mist, and in a moment we're going to play the title track, River of Mist, from this wonderful dream-inspired soul singer-songwriter. So here we go. If you're looking for her online, go to KristenClarkMusic.com. You can get her album. You can download it. I think she's developing a concert schedule, too. And I must say that I think some of these songs are journey songs, the wing songs, the songs that can take you and take me into other realms. So it's also worth considering not only listening to them in the conventional way, but letting your imagination fly, letting yourself be called into the wildwood, into the mists of magic, into another reality. I think these are songs that open those kinds of spaces to us, the fairy realm, if you like. So here we go with Kristen Clark's River of Mist.
You walk as I slumber and sing as I sleep, always waked by the river of mist. Feel I am watched, and a white stag appears. Will you come down the river of mist? Will I go when I know the price of the passage is the whistling tune of the wind? Harvest moon. It's the wheat field at daybreak, and the shadow I've been, and the lies that they told us and bound us in. With others I blend in a circle of song. As we flow down the river of mist, with the rocks and the water, with the song of the moon, treasures from the river of mist. Would you go? Would you follow that sound? bring it back from the river of mist. Will you go?
Listening, if you want to get good at this kind of thing, whether it means you're going to bring through dream songs
or simply use dreams as part of your navigational system in everyday life, or get a better take on who you are, what your soul is telling you. The purpose of your life is, all of which is rather important, isn't it? To live without meaning is a useless enterprise. If you want to get in touch with all of that and more, you need to keep a journal. You need to record your dreams. It's fundamental practice. Whatever else you do, you need to want to do the basic discipline of keeping a journal, recording your dreams when you have them, day by day, and adding in the things that come to you in the way of synchronicity and the symbols that pop up around you in the world. All right, we'll talk about more of this, and I'll try out a couple of very small dream reports on Kristen. She can play dream teacher for me. She's very good at that. After the break, you're listening to Way of the Dream with Robert Mask. We're talking to Kristen Clark.
Robert Moss has a collection of books, audio, video, and DVD products that will help you bring the creative and healing gift of dreams into your everyday life. Revitalize your work and relationships and journey to the furthest reaches of your imagination. These books are tools that everyone can use to begin or enhance active dreaming in their lives. Visit mossdreams.com. That's mossdreams.com. MOSSDREAMS.com.
Since ancient times, indigenous people from every culture have used their dreams to help interpret their lives, the world around them, and the future. Now you can tap into this indigenous wisdom with Robert Moss's workshops and classes, all designed to help you learn more about you and your connection to the dream world. If you're interested in finding out about how to host a class or workshop in your area, email Robert at robert@mossdreams.com. Or to find out about Robert's ongoing schedule of classes and workshops offered worldwide, visit his website, mossdreams.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
You're listening to Way of the Dreamer with Robert Noss. If you are a regular listener to this show, you know that from time to time I share dreams with my guests, and we explore them by a simple four-step process that we call Lightning Dreamwork, and it basically has four steps to it. They're very simple. One is to get the story with a title. One is to ask some essential questions, starting with feelings around the dream. Another is then to offer feedback in the correct format, which is to say, if this were my dream or this is my life, I think about such and such. And we also want to get an action plan, something you're going to do with it. So I'm going to give Kristen the first of my dreams from last night. I recorded actually four series of dreams in short sleeps over 24 hours, but I'm going to give one of them. And the strange-sounding title is The Song of Guayaquil. The Song of Guayaquil. You ready, Kristen?
Uh-huh.
So I'm opening a workshop, and it's a beautiful space, and the place feels like a villa or maybe a mansion, or maybe a mansion that's been turned into a museum. There's a sense of being near the ocean. And the first space for the workshop is full of books and full of columns. It's light, not heavy. All the colors are very light. There are columns and interesting sort of sculpted ceilings, but they're light in color. They're sort of creamy color. Everything's quite light. It's full of books. It's also full of people. I mean, there are so many people that cannot possibly fit into this space. So though I love this light, light-colored, light-feeling library, it's not the right space for the workshop. So we move through an open doorway, open archway, really, into a larger space. It's really double rooms, which is quite big, although we've still got a lot of people. We've got hundreds of people. Slight problem with the larger space, there are tables, like buffet tables laid out across the middle of the room as if there's going to be a buffet or something like that. It looks very nice, but very elegant. But this breaks up the space, and there's other stuff all over the place, so I'm directing people to move this stuff out of the way. Give us space, give me space for the workshop, and push things back towards the big picture windows which look out across gardens, I think, to the sea, towards water. And there are more tables back there. This is sort of more like the business side of the room, as if this is where people are processing or registering or adding things up, something like that. And so now I'm trying to start the workshop. And there are a series of problems involving music, which is why I chose this one for you. The first is that as I'm getting the group to get together to sing one of our songs, as you know, I like to start my workshop by singing a song. There's another song streaming in. It's not a bad song. It's not a bad song at all, but it's not our song, and it's confusing because some of us, including me, start singing the other song, and it doesn't sound disharmonious. They're sort of streaming together. But I'm trying now to make sense of, get it clear, what's our song, what is their song, and I look, there's a happy group of about six people outside on the glass who are singing their song. They're rather dark-skinned. The sense might be now of Caribbean rather than Mediterranean or Floridian, something like that. And okay, that's that. I mean, there's nothing I can do about that except just go forward and maybe close the window and, you know, just shut off outside pollution. So now I'm getting it together. Now I'm determined to get my workshop together, get things done on time, and show that dreamers can get things done in an organized way. You know, I'm very fierce about that. So we've got people in a circle, and we're going to get things set up. But now there's another song, and this time it's from inside the circle. And it's in Spanish, and I have no, although I speak Spanish, I don't know this song, and it has some South American phrases I'm not familiar with. And someone says to me, oh, it's the song of Guayaquil. And in the dream, I'm not sure Guayaquil is that in Ecuador. Well, it is, actually. We can sit that in. But I don't know really anything about it. It's the song of Guayaquil. Is it the song of Guayaquil? Why are some of our groups singing that? Oh, it's the birthday of a woman from Guayaquil. They're singing the song of Guayaquil. This is the song of the city. And it's nice, and they're cheerful, and they're lively, so I'll let them do it. Now, finally, we've lost about an hour, from my point of view, before we get the workshop going. We're going to get it together and get it done and go forward. So that's my dream report, the song of Guayaquil.
Okay. And tell me again what Guayaquil means.
Guayaquil is a city in Ecuador. I mean, I knew that vaguely. I haven't been there. I can't tell you anything much about Ecuador. I haven't been to Ecuador. I know a bit about Ecuador shamans and so on, but Guayaquil, it's the largest city in Ecuador, and I guess it's also Port City, but I had to look that up. I did know when I woke up it's in Ecuador, but in the dream, as immediate on waking, I really didn't know anything much about it. The point is, in the dream, there's someone from Ecuador. When I went online, I saw it looks like a very colorful place, and there actually is a song of Guayaquil that's sort of like an anthem of Guayaquil, but those are things I discovered after.
Okay. So you talked about your feelings of the dream?
I felt cheerful. I felt confident. I felt, you know, really quite energized and happy after a couple of hours sleep and with my book, with finishing my book ahead. But the dream left me feeling cheerful and upbeat, even though you might think that in the dream there are these frustrations of getting something together. That didn't seem to matter. I was that sort of juiced and happy.
Okay. That is good, or that is my opinion of your dream. So what parts of it are perhaps real?
Well, it could be a rehearsal for a future workshop situation. We dream the future. I've often dreamed about issues that come up at workshops. I don't know this space. I would know it if I were in it. It's really beautiful space. I mean, it actually makes me think of a villa, which is now a museum or a public space in Florida called the Vizcaya. Makes me think about that, which it's the kind of space where if things got really big for me and my audiences, might be rented or offered for a future workshop on a larger scale than my typical one. So it could be a sketch of the future. The very Latino content of the dream makes me think, well, this could be Southern California or Florida or somewhere like that. I think it's in the U.S., but I don't think it's in the Caribbean or in Europe. So it could be a sketch of the future. It could also, of course, be commenting on my current situation where I'm writing a book and I mustn't just stay in the library because I love books, I love research. And sometimes when it comes to getting something finished, I tend to spend a bit too long with the books. You made a man out of books. I make a book out of books, but I can't stay with the books forever.
Well, if it were my dream, I would really sort of swim in and appreciate the symbolism of the ocean right there,
yeah,
right beyond this beautiful space filled with books. And so that the deep well of the unconscious, so many books that are filled with so many voices, of very different experiences. You know, everyone's singing their songs from a different place, a different perspective, a different story that they're telling. But your teachings create a bridge between people to understand all the different cultures, all the different wisdom traditions. So I think, in a way, if it were my dream, I would see it as you are continuing to raise the bar and do the work to help people understand the different songs.
That's lovely, actually. That resonates very strongly because, contrary to my normal, you know, behavior, I'm really not too agitated by what I could see as interruption or noise pollution or distraction. I really don't mind the group on the beach. And the fact that different music, different traditions are streaming together actually feels good. The initial experience of being confused about which stream of music is which, looked at your way, looked at from your perspective, is very encouraging because there's a sense here of being able to bring together and meld and interweave different traditions and different approaches. And the business about making room for the song of Guayaquil and the woman from Ecuador, etc., in the context of a much larger group, also feels good. I mean, I feel that Dream Robert is doing well in terms of handling situations gently and not existing on a prefabricated structure, going with the flow of what comes up and what different communities and different people want. And that might indeed reflect the future evolution of our dream school as more people from more different communities come into it and have to be accommodated in different ways. So
yes, I feel like if it were my dream, it feels very positive. It does. It feels like you are helping people understand each other and their different wisdom traditions and the different songs that they sing.
Right. So you're going to ask me for an action plan, right?
Yes. What is your action plan, Robert?
Well, Dream said as research assignments, my initial action was to research because I didn't know anything much about Guayaquil. I was surprised to find there is a song that's actually known as the Anthem of Guayaquil. It's apparently very important. I haven't listened to it yet, but I'll listen to it. It's from some time ago. Then apparently there's a more recent rap version of the song of Guayaquil. That didn't excite me so much, but I guess I've got to find out about Guayaquil. And I guess I've got to be primed for new invitation, new space, new communities, including, you know, some people from Ecuador, which, again, I don't know much about. I do have friends who've gone to Ecuador. I have friends who've done shamanic stuff in Ecuador, and I know some important shamanic leaders personally who really went through their initiation in Ecuador. So I'll keep my eye on the space. That's my bumper sticker. I'll keep my eye on Guayaquil. How about that? Thank you, Kristen. So we just demonstrated at our usual fairly breakneck pace how you can share a dream or story with someone else and get some feedback and be guided towards some kind of action, because it's all about embodying energy and guidance from a different world, which Kristen Clark does brilliantly and beautifully. With her songs, River of Mist is the new song. You can find it on the album River of Mist, and you can find it at KristenClarkMusic.com. Listen to Way of the Dream with Robert Moss. We'll be back to hear another of Kristen's songs after the break.
All your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. earthchannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to earthchannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Robert Moss has a collection of books, audio, video, and DVD products that will help you bring the creative and healing gift of dreams into your everyday life. Revitalize your work and relationships and journey to the furthest reaches of your imagination. These books are tools that everyone can use to begin or enhance active dreaming in their lives. Visit mossdreams.com. That's mossdreams.com. MOSSDREAMS.com.
Since ancient times, indigenous people from every culture have used their dreams to help interpret their lives, the world around them, and the future. Now you can tap into this indigenous wisdom with Robert Moss's workshops and classes, all designed to help you learn more about you and your connection to the dream world. If you're interested in finding out about how to host a class or workshop in your area, email Robert at robert@mossdreams.com. Or to find out about Robert's ongoing schedule of classes and workshops offered worldwide, visit his website, mossdreams.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
You're listening to Way of the Dream with Robert Moss. Do pop over to my website, mossdreams.com. Take a look at my events calendar, all sorts of interesting things going on all over the map and, of course, all over the imaginal map, including for those of you who are getting excited about the idea of getting more creative through dream work. You can come to my creative play shop at Mosswood Hollow, Writing as a State of Conscious Dreaming in May. That's a good one. We've been talking to Kristen Clark. I'm going to ask her to introduce the third of her songs that we're going to be privileged to hear in a moment. Go ahead, Kristen.
So this song is called Will You Mend? And this is a song where you are calling back to you your little magical child that you once were. For me, it's taken me almost my whole life to honor this calling and to step forward to the fear and the judgments of my voice and just do what my little magical child knew I loved to do, which is to sing the songs of the forest, the songs of the trees, the songs of the moon, and to share them. So I really needed to make amends and promise, as you teach, Robert, this little part of me that I would not be harsh with her anymore. I would not judge her. I would not keep her buried. I would let her sing and play, and I would be this safe place for her. And so I'm making a promise to her to come back and to mend with me.
Yes, I remember how this song really touched the heart of everybody by that fire on the mountain when we heard it and brought all of us closer to our magical child, who is the master of dreaming and imagination in our lives. So let's hear Will You Mend? We'll come back to the theme of how we bring back our magical child and make sure that she knows we are safe and we are fun. Here we go with Will You Mend by Kristen Clark.
Beneath the willow tree, will you?
and pine. And what we built and play was real somewhere inside. Oh, please, my heart, don't leave me. Just a little deeper now, and you're free. I'll wash you clean.
Open ways through the ways that a dream song can open.
for a soul to come back to its home in the body in this world. This is the great gift of dreaming in many indigenous traditions, that a song will come from the dream, which carries the work and the power of soul, which entertains the spirits, which opens our ways in the Mohawk language, the language of the Kanyanka Haka, which I had to learn because of my dreams. The word for song is Gavahana. It means I'm putting forth my power. In the language of the Kamia Sonoy of the Malaysian rainforest, the word is Nong. A Nong is a roadway. It's also the name for song that comes from a dream. Nong, it's a road of soul. It's a road of soul that will get you through the forest and the dark places in this world and will guide souls on both sides of death to where they belong. You bring us this spontaneously and deeply, Kristen, out of the truth of your dreaming. And you are a gift to us, and I hope that many people are going to seek out your music. And I hope the next time I see you up on the mountain, you might give us the chance to actually journey with one of your songs. Would you like to do that?
Oh, I would love that, Robert. Yes.
Some of the most interesting journeys I have ever led have come not with the drumming, but with the right music, with the right song. You know, some of us receive whether or not we're musicians, some dreams of power, wing songs, power songs. I've received quite a few. Actually, we sing some of them, our groups, from time to time, one or two of the ones I've received. I've received some that I rarely share in group, but used to journey myself. And I remember once when a young singer-songwriter approached me for help, and I said, okay, let's go to music school in the astral realm of the moon. This is the way I am, you know it. Let's go to the astral realm of Luna, find the right music school for you and give you the inspiration. I said, do you have a phrase or a line from a song we could use? Oh, yes, I've got one. I just wrote it. I said, what is it? The phrase was, dreams are moon babies. And I looked at her and she said, it's actually Mom's dream. Mom dreamed that she was told that dreams are moon babies, but I set it to music. And she sang it, and the music was lovely. I can't reproduce it right now. So we just lay on the floor holding hands, and we journeyed to a music school in the astral realm of Luna, singing the song. We met a great voice teacher who is my dead aunt, the opera, dead great aunt, the opera singer. She went to a studio where she found the music and the lyrics for three songs and the publication details, and she got the CD done and published the next year. That was done with a song. We journeyed with a song, with part of a song. I've always believed, and I think this is a very old Celtic belief and probably much wider than that, that the right song, the right piece of music, the right chant, with the magic of the human voice, is the very best accompaniment to journeying. We'll use the drumming and other things, fine, we can use that as well, but there's actually nothing as good as a good voice or a good chorus of voices singing the right song, and you give that to us. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Robert. I'm so deeply appreciative of your support.
We're probably reaching the time for the last break, and I think perhaps we will take it, and that might give us just a smidgen more of time on the other side of the break to say hail and farewell and dream on. You're listening to Way of the Dreamer with Robert Moss. You're listening to Kristen Clark. Go to my website, mossdreams.com, and go to kristenclarkmusic.com. Back after the break.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
You've been listening to Way of the Dream with Robert Moss. Do go to mossdreams.com, see what's going on there. Thank you, Kristen Clark, so much for sharing your songs of soul.
Thank you so much, Robert.
We're talking about singing and dreaming the soul back home. I can think of little more important. To live without meaning, to live without soul, is to live a hollow life, and we see the consequences of that whenever we look around. So check out Kristen. Go find River of Mist, her album. It will succor your soul and perhaps reassure your magical child that you are safe and fun and worth being with. All right. From now until next time, may your best dreams come true, and may you remember them.